The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I'm Shadate Hargett Hill from Triangle Radio Reading Service. Welcome to another edition of Community Connections, where every month we'll introduce you to people in the community that are making a difference. We'll also take time out to spotlight one of our volunteers.
Community Connections is underwritten by RBR Physical Therapy,
located at 1300 Corporation Parkway, Suite B, Raleigh, North Carolina.
Call 919-917-7729 for an appointment.
For more information, go to www.rbrpt.com.
Limp in
and leap out.
This edition of Community Connections is very special because this month marks Martin Luther King's birthday month. And since we only air once a month, I thought it would be in good tribute to have a little section on Martin Luther King before we start the broadcast. I have a dream, Martin Luther King Day 2019. What does it mean when it comes to the civil rights leader who was killed? Martin Luther King was an activist who led the groundbreaking civil rights movement in the U.S. Martin Luther King was a Christian minister and an activist who led the groundbreaking civil rights movement in the U.S. His life was cut short when he was assassinated at age 39, but he still gave African Americans the courage to speak up against injustice. Here we tell you everything about him and how he is remembered. Martin Luther King Jr. was a leader, a leading figure in America's civil rights movement. Martin Luther King Day is an American federal holiday. King was born in Atlanta, Georgia on January 15th, and the holiday usually falls on a Monday. Every year, it is celebrated on the 21st of January. Several cities and states began to mark the day in 1971, just 3 years after his death, and the date became an American federal holiday in 1986. Hundreds of streets in the United States have been renamed in King's honor, as well as a whole county in Washington State. Who was Martin Luther King Jr.? King was born in 1929 and became a Baptist minister and activist by leading the movement of nonviolent civil disobedience. He led the Montgomery boycott in 1955, where black people refused riding the bus instead of having to give their seats to white people. It was sparked by the arrest of Rosa Parks when she was arrested for refusing to give her seat, and the campaign lasted for a year. In 1963, he organized his March on Washington and delivered his famous I Have a Dream speech. He is known as one of the greatest public speakers in American history. King received a Nobel Peace Prize in 1964 for his nonviolent fight against racial inequality. In 1968, he was assassinated in Memphis, Tennessee on April 4th. As we celebrate Martin Luther King on January 21st, the day is a federal holiday, so civil servants and most school pupils get the day off. Some private companies opt to have a paid holiday on MLK Day. It is a day to educate kids and adults about race relations, and over the years it has evolved into a day of service when Americans are encouraged to volunteer. So, on January 21st, we acknowledge Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and his service to the country. Happy birthday, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. This month's guest is Marlena Van Hoos. We did an interview with her by phone. We recently spoke to her and her mother about her life This amazing young lady is going to discuss her journey through this life of just 23 years and all the wonderful things she has achieved. We hope this interview will bring you some inspiration in your life.
Hi.
Hi. I'm so glad that you're here with us and we're able to talk to you. So can you tell me a little bit about yourself? Tell me a little bit of your story.
Born with a virus, cytomegalovirus, with a CMV for short. It causes me to be totally blind, and I started humming Jesus Loves Me before I could even talk when I was a baby. And I started playing piano at 2 years old, so that's when it all began. And God has blessed me beyond measure ever since I was born until now. I have a mild cerebral palsy. Can't walk very far or stand very long. And God has blessed me 24/7.
You know what? You sound like a very great young lady, not a little girl, a great young lady. And you just have overcome so much. Just keep going, and your spirit, I can tell through the phone, is just a wonderful spirit. And yes. So, Marlena, you have done some incredible stuff. I mean, I'm looking at your bio, and you just told me a little bit about your background. You just have a spirit of a go-getter. I mean, you've been able to achieve a lot. Where do you think you got that spirit to do that from?
God gave it to me.
Amen. I'm looking at what you've done. You are a 3-time AMG Heritage Award recipient. You've traveled all across the USA, including the 2017 inaugural prayer service.
Yes.
You are a member of the Artist Music Guild, and you've been the Youth Artist of the Year. I mean, you've gotten so many awards. How does that feel?
Well, it was a great experience.
Yeah. So I was looking on your website, which is littlemarlena.com, and you have all these different pictures of different people and been in contact with, different celebrities. Can you name some of the people you've been able to meet?
I got to sing with the Beach Boys.
Wow.
In 2016, and it was amazing. And I met Shaquille O'Neal, Jack for short.
Yes.
Charles Barkley.
Wow.
I got to meet the Pointer Sisters, California, that first year.
Mm-hmm.
They're 38th special.
Wow. And I saw you had pictures of you and the president as well, so you got to meet him too?
Yes.
How was that experience?
Great,
okay. And you've performed all over the place, and can you tell me who you would like to meet and haven't met?
I'd like to meet LeBron James.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Adele, yeah.
Oh, wow. If you met Adele, that would be a special meeting, because can you even imagine you singing with Adele?
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Johnson.
Dwayne Johnson?
Yeah.
Oh, The Rock. Okay, you want to meet The Rock?
Yeah.
Wow. Some pretty awesome people. And, I mean, you've been everywhere. Gosh. I mean, you've been on everything, every show. Inside Edition, Entertainment Tonight. You've just been all over the place. ESPN?
Yeah. Loud and Proud.
Loud and Proud. So, are you a sports fan?
Yeah, I'm a sports fan. Anything from high school to pro.
Okay. What's your favorite sport?
Well, I like basketball, football, any sport that's not boring.
Do you have a favorite team?
UK World, yeah.
All right. Have you performed for them?
Yeah, I sang the national anthem in 2012 for the UK girls game, UK women's basketball, and the video went viral. I'm telling you, people were clapping just before I finished it.
But that was a great experience, since they're your favorites.
It is a great experience. It's always been a great experience.
Mm-hmm. So one thing I like about you is you don't put any limits on yourself. You don't allow other people to put limits on you either, do you?
No. People do different things.
So of the performances that you've had, Marlena, what has been your favorite performance as of yet?
It's hard to pick a favorite.
Do you ever get nervous being on stage?
No. Never,
never. Never? So you feel at home on stage, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you produce your own music? Do you write your own things?
But I like to write parodies.
Oh, you like to write parodies? Wow. Okay. What kind of parodies do you like writing? What are they about?
Well, most of them are gospel parodies, and Like the Virgin by Madonna, Changes Like a Christian.
Have you ever performed any of your parodies?
Not publicly, but locally.
Okay, not public, but locally.
Right, well, it has to do anything with music.
Anything with music? You love music that much?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what would you say to other kids, young people, kids and young people like yourself who are blind or visually impaired, what would you say to them to keep them inspired?
Never give up, one thing. And I would say, live in your dreams. God is always you. I would say, God is always watching wherever and whenever. So he's right there. Say that people need him. More importantly, than they do anything else in this world.
So you know that your faith has gotten you to where you are and keeps you going.
It keeps me going.
It keeps you going. How difficult was it for you growing up being blind? How difficult was it?
It wasn't real difficult, though, being blind. I still love being blind.
You love being blind?
Yeah.
Why? Why do you love being blind?
That's how I am. That's how I was born, and God made me who I am today, just as he was then.
Right.
I do not want to see here on this earth like people don't want to be blind, like people with vision don't want to be blind.
Wow, that's an amazing statement. So you wouldn't trade your situation for anything? You would prefer to be blind than sighted?
Right.
Okay.
I love being blind, and I love how it feels. Blindness don't bother me one bit. Not one bit. Everybody's different. Everybody has different abilities and different aspects and different goals to achieve. And it's just, I like being different.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can imagine if you're like everybody else, then what's the fun in that, right?
Right.
So you always been this high-spirited and positive?
Yes.
What do you think your future looks like?
Future? I want to produce my own music.
Okay.
And I want to inspire the whole world.
That's a great dream. That's a great goal. And you know you're well on your way doing that. You know that because you are inspiration already. You're getting so well known. Did you know that?
Yeah.
You're becoming a household name. Enjoy talking to Marlena. She is such a bright light. Teresa, I wanted to take a moment and speak to you as her mother. From your point of view, to see her blossom and to see her follow her dreams, what does that feel like for you?
It's just been amazing. I mean, I knew when she was a little girl laying on the kitchen floor singing that people had to hear her, got her into everything I could to get her out there.
You did.
Almost 6 years old.
Wow. With her health challenges and being her mom and her being born with CMV, tell me what that was like for you as a mom.
You go through all the emotions. I mean, you know, with her attitude and the way she's always been, you feel very blessed.
Mm-hmm. Well, it seems like she has this wonderful spirit. Was she always like that growing up?
Oh, yeah. It was when she had some therapy, a physically impaired teacher told me that when she's about three, she took out when she was about, when she gets to be about six or seven, you know, it'll hit her and she'll know that, you know, she can't do what other people do. But now I can't wait and wait for that to happen, and it never did.
It never happened.
Never happened.
Wow. And that's just amazing to me, because I know that, you know, listening to other parents talk about their children's blindness and the things that they went through, some of them, you know, it was hard for them and hard for the kids, but you're saying in her case, it just wasn't.
Right.
And so you said at an early age, you knew people had to hear her. You knew she was special, didn't you? Did you have any reservations about letting her be out there in the public? You know, just be out there on stage, because people can be mean, you know, kids can be mean. Did you ever worry that something would happen to her?
No, I don't think I really ever worried about that.
So was it ever hard, the process of getting her out here and getting people to hear her and hear how wonderful her voice is? Was that ever hard?
Not really. It really wasn't.
Okay. Now, are you her manager? Do you manage her, or does she have a manager?
Yeah, you
know,
are you calling me Marlene?
Mominger. So she says that she's doing an album.
Yeah.
And are you going to release it on, how are you going to release it on SoundTunes, SoundClouds? How are you going to release it?
Yeah, we'll probably do that. She's got another one that she did 4 or 5 years ago. It's on iTunes.
Okay. Yeah, I was checking out the website, and it's just so wonderful video that's there set of her and, you know, her story. And the different video and her music, and she's just so talented, and her voice is just so beautiful. It's just, I know you're very proud of her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's awesome that we can go around and travel and people, you know, get to know her and that's just the way she is.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We know that children go through different stages of growing up, and sometimes their self-esteem is low and they have different issues. Like, ever have any issues like that with Marlena?
I don't believe so.
You were just locked out in every way then.
She's very unique, I'll tell you.
Very unique, that she is.
She keeps us laughing all the time.
She keeps you laughing? She's really funny, huh?
Very sense of humor. Yeah, she loves those.
That is awesome. Teresa, as a mother of a child that's blind, what would you say to any other parents out there when it comes to their child and their child living their dreams?
I guess what Marlena said, you know, never give up, always have a thought in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'll be through anything.
God first.
Yeah, but God first.
Absolutely. Would you tell them, though, as a parent, would you say to them to push their child out there to try to follow their dreams? Because there are a lot of parents, even parents that don't have children with that are blind or any disabilities, who kind of shelter their children, who kind of don't, they're afraid to let them go out there and live life. So if you had a parent that was like that, what would you say to them?
Yeah, I'd tell them to, you know, to push them all they can to follow their dream and not to give up.
Absolutely. And Marlena, before I let you go, before I let you and your mom go, can I get you to sing a little something for me?
What do you want to hear?
Whatever you want to sing.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Thank you so much, Marlena. Your voice is just heavenly. It was very nice talking to you, too. All right. You take care of yourself.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
It's now time to spotlight the Volunteer of the Month.
This is Shadate Hargett Hill with Community Connections. Once again, we have our segment called Volunteers of the Month. And this month we have our volunteer, Jo McFeeters, in here. And she is one of our night shift people. Congratulations for being our Volunteer of the Month, Jo. How are you doing?
Thank you very much. I'm doing fine.
Good. I usually don't get here on the evenings, but I'm making it a point to start doing that so I can highlight the volunteers that are here at night. So I wanted to start with you, and I wanted to just get a little bit of background on you. How long you've been here, where you originated, your background, all of that.
Okay, let's see. We came to North Carolina in 1977.
Okay.
Before that, we were in Michigan.
Wow.
When we were in Michigan, I read for the blind. There I had at least three different people that I read to personally. And also, Michigan State had a very primitive reading, triangle reading type service mm-hmm. at that time in which they did read the news. And on Sundays, I would go over to the theater and cut out the newspaper and read.
Wow.
And then when we came to North Carolina, again, I read for a person, somebody that some of your readers may have known, that was Ike Collins, who I read for many years. And at then I also read at the Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped over on Capitol Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my partners in that endeavor was Kent Miner, who I currently read with. And he was at the same time, as soon as Triangle Radio Reading Service opened, he started working with them over at DHL Library. After a few years of having him tell me about TRRS, I decided I would see if I liked it, and I came at that point. When I came, we were over on the off by Broughton and the old house by Broughton. So that's when I started, probably back in the very early 80s, and then it's just continued since then.
Well, you've been with us for a very long time.
I have.
One of the originals, as they say.
Not quite. Kent is. Yes.
And we have to most definitely talk to him.
Yes.
And it's amazing to me because you said that when you were in Michigan, mm-hmm. you cut out the papers and you did that for them. And it's amazing. Right now, in 2019, we're still cutting out papers and doing the same thing.
Yes, we are.
So, but it keeps getting better because we have more people that come out and volunteers, and it mm-hmm. I like it, and I think you like it too.
Obviously, I wouldn't
yes,
be here.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, you only do evenings, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, and Ken is your partner.
Yes.
Okay, and how often do you guys read at night?
Twice a month.
Okay. And what do you think the service? What do you think it means to people?
Like, obviously, it gives them an opportunity to read, mm-hmm. to hear what everybody else does, although we all know that people aren't reading the newspaper as paper so much. They still can do it digitally, and they can hear it.
Mm-hmm.
But it just provides them with mm-hmm. an opportunity to hear what everybody else can see.
Right.
Also, as I understand, it's not just for people who are blind. Our service also helps people who can't read for whatever reason,
mm-hmm.
whether a physical or a mental or whatever problem. So for them to be able to say, well, I read in the paper, I think that's a good thing.
Right. And I'm imagining you feel like you're helping and being a little part of helping people's lives to do it for 30 years or so, right?
I hope so, yes.
Absolutely. Now, if there was anybody who did not know about Triangle Radio Reading Service and wanted to know more and wanted to be a part of this, what would you tell them?
If they wanted to be a volunteer, is that what you're asking?
Yes.
Well, when I see people and they ask me what I do, and I tell them what I do, mm-hmm. and I would certainly refer them to the office mm-hmm. to talk to people. Mm-hmm. And I would just tell them it's a very fulfilling opportunity.
Right. Right. And what do you think the best part of being here is?
It's all good. Mm-hmm. I don't know the best part.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I can't say there's a best part. Uh-huh. I guess I would say that I enjoy all of it. Okay. I enjoy cutting out the paper. Mm-hmm. I have to make judgments in cutting out the paper as to what might be a relevant article or not.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, these days, the papers are so slim that we don't have to make as many decisions as we had to make before.
Right.
So, but that, I don't know what else to say.
That's it. And if we always are looking for donors to be a part of mm-hmm. Triangle Radio Reading Service, what would you say about somebody who is on the fence about wanting to donate to us? What would you tell them?
I would tell them that this is a very good cause to donate to. We mm-hmm. help everybody. There's, mm-hmm. I mean, how would you, if you ever imagine how you would feel if you couldn't have access to the things that we have access, being sighted or being able to read. I mean, I just can't imagine why you'd want to go through. No, I can't imagine going through life with that out of your life.
Absolutely. Well, Joe, thank you so much for giving us a little time tonight to speak with you about your services here. And we so much appreciate you and thank you for what you do. And thank you for being a volunteer of the month.
Thank you very much.
Well, we've run out of time for this edition of Community Connections. We hope you enjoyed it. And thank you, audience, once again for listening to Community Connections. Don't miss us next month as we establish more information to help you in the community. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. The broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. 919-832-5138.
Community Connections is underwritten by RBR Physical Therapy.
Located at 1300 Corporation Parkway, Suite B, Raleigh, North Carolina.
Call 919-917-7729 for an appointment.
For more information, go to www.rbrpt.com.
Limp in
and leap out.
You've been listening to Community Connections. I'm Shadate Hargett Hill. See you next time on the radio.